Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. In the last few weeks, we've been digging into meditating, envisioning, feeling your way, what's been tapping you on the shoulders for years, what do you want to do this year, what do you want to create this year, and now we've been starting to talk about creating an actual plan. The key to really creating is to be able to now start to get specific. So when you're not quite sure yet, you go general. When you start getting certain about what you want, you take those visionary times after meditation and you walk there and you start to put together more and more detail. You feel it. So now you're going to create actual goals, and then you're going to break those goals into action steps. And we're going to focus primarily on one because I want you to pick the biggest one in your life, the one that you want to achieve this year, the biggest goal. And then I want you to put it in terms that you will know that you hit it. So how will you know you achieved it? So if it's just an elusive grouping of words about a feeling, that's not enough. How can you set the kind of target for yourself that's specific enough to call you forward? In each aspect of filling out the questionnaire on your single biggest goal for the year is to get specific, to have enough there that you have some direction. So your goal should be specific and clear. Then you're going to break down your goal into smaller, more manageable tasks that are also specific and clear. Now, we've already set a deadline for the first quarter. We have a deadline for the year, what we want to get done in the year, but now we're breaking it into quarters, and you are creating a plan for this quarter. So it's super important for you. You can't take action or be inspired when you don't have something specific there. So do everything you can in the next couple of days to really work into specificity around what you want. So for example, I'm creating a conservation easement by the end of the year. So in this quarter, I'm meeting with the conservation easement specialist. I'm visualizing exactly what I want from the project as if it's finished, and I'm writing that down so that the people I work with can see what I see. And I'm creating action steps with the conservation easement specialist. And I don't know what's going to happen yet, but in that first quarter, I'm going to write down, because I don't know yet, and I can refine it after I meet with the easement specialist. But I'm going to write down what I do know now. I'm going to start pursuing the steps that are outlined by the easement specialist. So here's another example. I'm creating a coaching business. Okay, this was last year or 2 years ago. And I want 30 clients. I will have 30 clients in my coaching business by the end of the year. Or it could be, I will develop a curriculum for my coaching business by the end of the year. Or I will bring in, so if you have a money goal, for example, I'll bring in $80,000 in my coaching business by the end of the year. Then you can break that up into months, and you can also break it up into how you're going to start creating momentum and building momentum. So maybe the first quarter is you creating one online event and inviting 10 speakers, and your goal is to have 100 participants at the event, to engage and get 5,000 people into your email list. That's the kind of stuff you get to do. You get to be specific. You don't know all about it yet, but you're shooting for something. You're reaching out and shooting for something. So what does your quarter look like, and then your month look like? And then what do you have to do this week? It's going to take you all the way to the moment. But The emphasis here in the coaching today is you get to be specific so that you can check it off. It's not just floating out there in the ether. Even if it's something that you're attaining, like connectivity with family or a bigger friend group, whatever it is, you create action steps that are going to take you to that goal at the end of the year, where you have a great group of friends that you do things with regularly, or you know what your next career is. By the end of the year, you know what your next career will be. And I'm happy to talk with you about these things. Get to be specific. I've looked over quite a number of the plans so far, and a lot of them need specificity. They need the detail. You get to think about what you would like to do, what pathway would take you to your goal, what actionable steps. All right, sending you love.